What not to do, reducing Christianity to morality, therapy, or generic theism. In comparative religion ministry, one of the easiest mistakes is to reduce Christianity. Sometimes Christian leaders do this without realizing it. They may describe Christianity mainly as being a good person, or as having strong family values, or as finding emotional peace, or as believing in God, or as becoming healthier, happier, and more successful. Those may touch pieces of Christian life, but they are not the gospel. Christianity is not merely morality. Yes, Christians are called to holiness. Jesus teaches obedience. The apostles call believers to repent, forgive, serve, and live with integrity. But Christianity is not first a moral improvement program. If we present Christianity mainly as morality, then people may think Jesus came to make bad people behave better. The gospel is deeper. Jesus came to reconcile sinners to God, create a new people, fill them with the Spirit, and bring them into the hope of resurrection and new creation. Christianity is also not merely therapy. Christian faith can bring healing. The Holy Spirit comforts. Scripture renews the mind. The church can become a community of care. Many people experience deep emotional restoration through Christ. But Christianity is not simply a path to inner calm. If we present Jesus mainly as a therapeutic resource, people may think he exists to help them feel better while their ultimate commitments remain untouched. Jesus does not only soothe the soul, he claims the whole life. Christianity is also not generic theism. Generic theism says there is a God. Christianity says the Word became flesh. Generic spirituality says God is loving. Christianity says God demonstrated his love in Christ crucified and risen. Generic religion says try to be close to God. Christianity says God came near in Jesus Christ. In John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." That claim must be handled with humility, but it must not be erased. In ministry conversations, reducing Christianity may feel polite, but it usually creates confusion. It may avoid tension for a moment, but it removes the very hope Christianity offers. So, what should you do instead? Speak simply, God created us, sin has broken us, Christ came for us, the cross saves us, the resurrection gives hope, the Spirit renews us. The church becomes a family of discipleship, new creation is our final hope. That is not harsh, that is clear. Comparative religion ministry does not require you to make Christianity sound like everything else. It calls you to represent Christ with respect, courage, and love.